I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
There's so much going on in the world, whether it's stuff you're excited about, like, I don't know, football season being back, or stuff you'd rather not think about. You can't always control the vibes out there, but you can control the vibes in your head with a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears. Get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycon's offering you 15% off all their products, and here's what you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/skim, and thanks to Raycon for supporting The Skim Show. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And she's in the car.
I'm driving.
Yeah. Can you hear her in the car? She's driving. She was...
I hear my blinker going.
Yep. Carter's ride today, plus some other stuff downtown, plus a lunch with some old friends and all that stuff. Was it just you and Lauren or more than that?
Yeah, it was me and Lauren. It was super fun.
We really like Lauren. Lauren's this old friend of ours, and we've known her and her husband forever.
You make it sound like she's old. She's not.
She's not old. She's like... She's like our age. She's a little younger than us. Or wait, about the same age as us, right?
She's a little younger, yeah. And she has kids a little younger than ours, but I've known her since 2004.
Yep. And they're keeping single-handedly making sure that there's a lot of redheaded people in the world. Because they are redheaded.
She and Riley are super fun.
Anyway, her husband's awesome too. We really like Riley and hope they're doing good. But we're back. It's been a bit. Being very busy here. Very. So busy, in fact.
We missed a show last week.
Even when we had time to record, it happens to be while you're out driving around because you got stuff to get done while I'm trying to get stuff done. And we just had to make it happen. So we're making it happen. What was that sound? That was weird.
I rolled my windows down.
Oh. Well, that's okay. You're parked now.
I'm parked now.
Don't let anybody come by and like toss anything into the window or, you know, reach a hand in.
Ew.
Or, you know, any of that. Because you're downtown.
Toss anything in the window. I'm parked at Carter's building at the EAE at the university.
Yeah, but, you know, university people, they're pretty weird.
So, oh, come on. Try to roll my windows back up.
No, you can leave them down. You totally can leave them down. I wasn't trying to freak you out or anything, did I?
I'm teasing. I know. I'm in a safe place.
All right. Safe space, everybody. Safe space. Anyway, we feel bad for not being here for a bit, but it's been crazy. And, you know, we had, in fact, last night I was thinking about doing it, but then we had the boy over and it was like, well, wait a minute. We'd rather hang out with the boy than record anything.
Yeah, we watched him for a little while. Super fun. He's always fun. We did some really fun clay project with him, and Scott kept calling it a clay date.
Yeah, it's a clay date.
It's a clay date.
Get it? Like play date, but with clay?
Scott made a funny little... You made a funny little face out of clay, but it was pink, and you kept putting a weird voice to it.
Yeah, he didn't like it.
Like, meh, and he was, by the end, was like, he said, scary.
Yeah, he was starting to say scary, and he'd kind of crinkle his eyes up. He did not like it. I haven't checked in with his mom today to see if he had any nightmares or anything, but...
Oh, I hope not.
It was kind of nightmare material, but it was really fun to sit and do that. He got really focused on what he was making, which basically was just a bunch of clay mushed together into a pile.
It was a clump of clay. He was having a ball, though.
But that's the age that you do that, so it's fine.
It was fun.
But I made a dragon, then I made a dude's head, and then the guy that got all freaky looking, and so Carter put a cute little hat on it, and then that didn't help.
I thought that would help, but no, it didn't help.
Made it worse, maybe. It was
a little top hat.
Yeah. It's like the Joker wearing a nice suit. It's like, well, that doesn't really help. It's still the Joker. Yeah, the Joker in the end is always the Joker. But anyway, it was really fun, and I did record a little bit of him that I may stick in here in post, of just him saying some stuff when he was on the couch. Yeah. So yeah. We'll include that in there. But anyway, so that was cool, and it's pretty much just been kind of nonstop as we roll into fall. It's finally like a decent temperature outside. It feels really nice.
It is really nice.
Yeah, it's kind of cold.
We got the yard all cleaned up because we had to get all the tomatoes and the pumpkins and the peppers, all that pulled out and put in the dump.
Because Kim is way more house managey than me, she went out and trimmed all the bushes so they didn't overgrow the windows. For the year, and
things that were touching gutters and stuff like that. So we did that.
Yep.
Check
this out. So you guys, people at home will know what this is. When your fire alarm in the middle of the night just starts going beep like that, and you hate it, and you don't know where it's coming from, it drives you crazy. That's kind of what happened here, except it was a branch on a window, and it would like
in the middle of the night. Yeah,
if it was windy at all, like 2 o'clock in the morning, it would go like that.
And just scrape across the window. It was driving me crazy. And wake everybody up.
Yeah, it sucked. So we took care of that. But, you know, it wasn't that bad. I guess I shouldn't say that. You went out and trimmed it. I didn't. I was busy.
It's all good.
Yeah. You're okay doing that once in a while, right?
Yep. Tomorrow's, I got to mow the lawn, turn off the water, all that good stuff.
Today,
winterized.
Overnight, it was like 39 or 41 degrees or something. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Nice and chilly. Big old blanket on the bed. Had the windows open.
Pulled out the winter quilt.
Yeah. That thing I didn't want to ever see during the summer. Now I want it every night. So bring that out. That's good. And it occurred to me, I don't know how much we want to talk about this, but, you know, pandemic year of 2020, starting in March of that year, we are now heading to our second March, basically the 2 year mark, which is...
Yeah, we're at a year and a half right now.
Yeah.
We got a little time.
Kind of crazy, though, if you think about it. It's insane how fast that went.
It is weird, but I was talking to my friend at lunch today and realized I still feel like I'm not ready to get on a plane or a cruise or anything like super relaxing. So we have to make our space at home the relaxing place to be. Yeah,
totally.
Which is what I'm in the middle of doing.
Yeah, which is good. But it hit me yesterday that nobody in the household, except maybe Carter, I think she had a cold or something. But this is the first like 18-month to 2-year stretch of my life, I think, where there hasn't been a single like cold, like anything.
Right.
So the knock-on effect of being, you know, clean, extra clean with everything, hand sanitizing in public, avoiding big crowds, all that stuff, you know, COVID or not, has stopped all the other business too. And it's weird. It's weird not to have, remember that cold in the summer? Oh, that was terrible. We didn't have one.
Well, we used to assume every winter you'd have at least one flu.
Oh, yeah. You almost always, I mean, at least somebody somewhere gets it. And it's, you know, maybe a fever, a mild one or something, no big deal. But But yeah, all these precautions. And we haven't been living in like a sealed Tupperware bowl.
No.
We've been, you know.
No, but I'm really big on like everywhere I go, anything I touch, any door handle I touch, I hand sanitize now.
Right. And even if that's not even for the COVID, it works for everything. So
yeah, it's keeping everybody well all the time now. Yeah. I mean, I don't think that's going to go away for me.
No, it's weird. It's a weird new thing. It'll be for the next generation to get all sloppy with the
dirty hands. Yeah, weird new
normal. Yeah. Well, I mean, look, we went. There are certain things I'm not sure I'll ever do again. Like, not that I was going to, but like, you know, if somebody says, hey, we're going to the Metallica concert. We're going to be in the mosh pit. Let's go. And I'd be like, no, I'm not ever doing that.
So.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Like I said, I don't think I was going to do that anyway, but
I'm not sure Scott's going to go to a movie theater again.
It's not that I don't want to. It's that I'm starting to ask all these questions like, all right, we got a nice TV and good sound. And that's kind of all you need to really experience a big movie that you would normally go to a theater for.
I can make popcorn. We have soda.
Yeah. And more and more stuff is available than it's ever been at home in every format and every streaming service and everything. And all the stuff this year I care mostly about is coming out day and date on HBO Max anyway for Warner Brothers stuff. So I don't, you know, things like Dune, which is next month or this coming month.
We saw Suicide Squad that way.
Yeah. So they've got, you know, me kind of covered there. And then there's that whole thing of like, all right, well, even if it's a service that's going to like Disney Plus or somebody's going to make me pay $30 for the premium of seeing it or whatever, that's still cheaper by $20 or $30 than a movie trip to a theater, typically, depending on who we take or whatever. But, you know, I could have us and the kids all watching, I don't know, Black Widow at home or in the theater. We're all going to pay way more than that to go see it. So
and
I'm just,
you have to go. You have to be around people. You're not quite sure where they've been. So I'm still a little bit, I know it's probably bad that I am, or maybe it's not. I don't know.
Bad.
I'm still a little paranoid about, I don't know where everyone else has been.
Yeah. You don't need to, I don't think it's bad. You're just feeling the right amount of caution. You're not a hermit, but you're just being careful. And also
well,
just
until
have
Van
to,
can get the vaccine, I feel very cautious.
Right. Right. Which is soon, I hope. They're talking about accelerating that here because they got some good tests back saying that little kids are responding.
5 to 11-year-olds, they're saying they should have a vaccine in October.
Yeah. And they're showing robust antibody activity after getting the vaccine.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it.
Yeah. Because they got the strong, you know, they got the new systems going there, you know.
They have a much stronger immune system.
But the point is, what I'm trying to get at is the cost analysis of all sorts of costs, not just money, but, you know, exposure and living in a pandemic and all that. Like, what actual motivation do I have to go to that theater? I don't really feel much. And then just the old stuff, like, do I want to be worried about lines and crowds and that guy's too loud next to me and the guy in front of me or the guy behind me is kicking my seat and, like, all of those normal things that annoy me. Why do I want that anymore? You know?
Yeah, you can be on your big comfy couch in your big comfy pajamas.
Yeah. Does it make you a little mad that back in the day when we were doing Nerdtacular theater rentals that it used to cost us a couple of grand to do it? Mm-hmm. And now for a larger theater with more seating, we can go do that for about 300 somewhere?
Under 300, yeah.
It pisses me off.
It used to be, I don't know, like when we get the bigger theater, it was like 2,500. So yeah.
But you can get that same big theater now for like $300.
Yeah.
Yeah. $150 for a small
one. Just five of your favorite friends.
Yeah. It's stupid.
So you can all sit far away from each other.
So that's changed quite a bit. But
it's really different.
It is very different. Different in a, I don't know. I don't know what it is yet. I still haven't decided how I feel about it.
I don't know if it's good or bad. It's just different.
It's just different. Yeah.
Yeah.
The main thing is people are healthy and we're doing okay and, you know.
And hope everybody else is staying safe.
Yeah.
Hope everybody's staying safe.
Yeah. Here's a, you know what? I'm going to take a second to talk about Raycon, and then I'm going to read this first email because it's a weird one. So that'll put a little bug in your ear because Kim doesn't know what I've set up for notes today. She has no idea. She's out in the car.
I have no idea.
So I'm going to tell you guys all about our friends at Raycon, where they make amazing earbuds. And I'm not just saying that. It's really, really good. So here's the deal. Raycon makes these amazing earbuds, and these new everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. There's no doubt about that. And an improved rubber oil and look, oil look and feel rather, with optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit. These are impressive before you even start putting them in your ear and listening. Just looking at them, you're like, oh, look at the, look what I'm about to put in my head. Mm. Anyway, you get three new sound profiles to make sure everything you listen to sounds its best, just the right amount of bass. So I listen to a lot of electronica, EDM, that sort of thing. So does Kim. We like that a lot. Mm-hmm. And Pure Mode is mostly for voice and podcasting, blues instrumental, balance mode for, you know, rock, heavy metal, that sort of stuff. And then Bass Mode, that's where I go for my EDM happy place. Mm. And, you know, hip-hop, reggae, that kind of thing. Whatever you're into. All of it sounds great with voice. But there's also this all-new awareness mode when you need to listen to your surroundings instead. So this is really good if you're out walking the dog a lot or, you know, like I do that a lot. And
because someone comes behind you and says, bike.
Yeah, you don't want to get in a little accident and trip over some biker dude or him tripping over you. So that's really helpful. And 8 hours of playtime and 32-hour battery life. 32 freaking hours of battery life plus 8 hours of playtime. So you can just listen to your heart's content. And, man, that feels like you just hardly ever have to charge them. I love that. Anyway, there's also a built-in mic. You can take calls. Kim and I do that all the time. She calls me. I pick it up on my Raycons. You just push a button and you're good to go. You can also pause and resume and all that other stuff that you're used to. Raycons start at about half the price of other premium audio brands, and they sound just as good. They also come with a 45-day happiness guarantee, so beat that. Right now, you can get 15% off your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/skim. That's buyraycon.com/skim and save 15% on your next pair of Raycons. Okay, Kim, I'm going to read you this email.
I'm ready.
It's short. It's from a guy named Curtis. He says, and I have an answer to this, but you may not. He says, hey, guys, quick question about how you guys honor 9/11 in your family. How do you do it? Says Curtis. Well, we just had the 9/11 commemoration on the 11th, right? Or a little few days ago. And I would say, you know, we'll talk about it or what we were doing on that day or whatever. But I don't know that we, you know, we don't have a shrine or make big deals out of it beyond that so much. But because it's the 20-year anniversary, you may not be aware of this, but I watched two different documentaries all about 9/11.
I was not aware of this.
And some people, maybe you included, I'll let you, you know, I don't want to speak for you, but, you know, I think this is 100% okay. People hear that stuff or see that stuff and they kind of want to avoid it and bring up all those emotions of that day. And, you know, for a lot of people,
it was rough.
It was real rough. And for a lot of people, that event still resonates and messes with your head all these years later. And that's true for me. But for whatever reason, at the 20-year, I kind of was like, you know what? I want to get into the details. I want to get into the, like, studious part of it, not the emotional wreckage, but the...
It felt like it took about that long to want to hear about it without it feeling really...
Yeah.
Like too
that,
soon.
Like poking a wound that hadn't stopped bleeding. It just didn't feel right.
Right, right.
And, you know, there's no shortage of the stuff. There's plenty of things that have been out over the years. And still the most effective thing I ever saw was that was actually a movie called United 93, which I don't think you saw that with me.
No, I don't think I did.
It was that, what's that director? Paul Greengrass, I think is his name. Amazing movie that really got it right and really honored everybody in it, but also, you know, made a very compelling film. But anyway, the point is, this time around, I knew that there'd be a bunch of these at the 20. And it's far enough away now where I feel like you can kind of look back in a more educated eye and look at it in a more like, where did it start? Where is it now? What are the knock-on effects? You know, we had a 20-year war in Afghanistan that just sort of ended and ended kind of badly, you know, and like what does that mean in the context of everything? Anyway, so I watched those and they were very good. So I'd recommend the Netflix one, which was called Turning Point. It's a few episodes long, and then there's a single like film, hour and a half film, one called Inside the President's War Room, I believe, on Apple TV Plus, and it's basically just like a look from the inside. So they talk to everybody, Bush and Cheney and Condoleezza Rice.
I think that's kind of the best way. If you weren't directly involved or some family member wasn't directly involved with it, that's kind of the best way to commemorate that day, is to learn as much as you can.
Yeah. That's what I did.
And I think that's a cool way to do it.
Still a little bit depressing, but very good stuff. I mean, obviously it's depressing. It was a horrible thing.
It's hard. It's hard to look back at it and go, this was during my lifetime. Cause there wasn't that many things that you were like, where were you that day?
Yeah.
In our lifetime.
There were new things to learn. Like there was a dude on staff or on the president's staff who was on Air Force One for all those hours they were in the air and not landing. Because they weren't sure where they were going to go. Whose wife was killed in the plane that crashed in Pennsylvania, the United 93 flight. And I didn't know about that. I had no idea it was that close to some of those guys. I don't know. Just good perspective stuff and worth checking out. So, Curtis, I hope that answers your question.
I hope so.
Yeah. All right. Here's one, Kim. How about this one? Dear Scott and Kim, this is from Chris Tellens. He says, Scott and Kim, do you have a song? What is it? Do you have a movie? What is it? Do you have a restaurant? What is it? And then he says, yours and Chris. all right. Song. We used to really think pretty fondly of Faithfully by Journey.
Yeah, it was our song.
Still do. Because we danced to it. Remember out in the backyard after that weird dinner? Remember that?
Yeah. Weird dinner.
Well, what I mean is I made a menu and my sister Wendy was like the waitress.
She was the waitress. Yeah, when we were dating.
Yeah, we were dating.
You set that up. But yeah, Faithfully ended up being our song over all these years.
Yeah. And I know it's a cheesy song. Okay. I know. But isn't that half the point?
Every song that's your song, quote unquote, your song, is going to be cheesy. Come on.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Yeah. And it was already old. It wasn't like a popular song of the day. This is like Journey. It's like already a 30-year-old song or something. But
it's true.
For whatever reason, that one stuck. Do we have a movie? I don't think we do. I mean, we have movies we like. Gross point.
Avalon is one we watched for our whole marriage.
Yeah, that's true. Avalon's awesome. But I think maybe Gross Point Blank is our movie.
Oh, yeah. That one, we watch it about once a year.
Yeah, any chance we get, we get to watch that. And we love it for the music and the thing it's set in and like how subversive it is. And it's a great movie.
Not that it's anyone's movie, but Mad Max is another good one.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's all. That's my blood.
Your movie.
Do we have a restaurant? Was the last one.
Ooh, changes over time.
We do.
Right now it's Porch.
The Porch is great and we love it there. But I think back in the day, it was that Mexican place we get takeout from.
Oh my gosh.
The smothered burritos, dude. We'd do this and take it home and eat together and we loved it.
La Puente.
La Puente. That's before somebody pooped in the beans and they shut it down. But
oh my gosh.
Before that though, before the poop and the beans incident, we had a lot of La Puente. And I can't even really eat that kind of stuff anymore, not in the volume we used to, but we used to love that.
Oh, no.
It's so good.
Porch is a southern restaurant, for those who don't know, and it's fantastic. And it's in walking distance of our house. So that's why
Very close to where we live, but even if you're just in the Salt Lake area and you're like, I want something good, that place is awesome. It's like gourmet southern food. And it's all just kicked up a notch. Like, you never hear the phrase, boy, you really should eat the meatloaf. You really should there. The meatloaf's insane. It's so good. What else they have there we like? We love the burger. The Porch burger's amazing.
You get the burger every time. I know. So that's good. But we always get, they have a little thing called the pickle jar. Yeah. And it's whatever they have on hand that they pickled that day. So sometimes it's beets, sometimes it's yellow beets, green beans, actual pickles. It's been
mushrooms.
Peppers, like bell peppers, mushrooms.
Yeah.
Depending on what's in season, they pickle it and put it in a jar, and it's so good.
It's really, really good. And cornbread. While not the cheapest place to eat, it's not the most expensive either. It's a pretty reasonable
I have to menu. Say, though, my favorite thing there is still the cornbread with the tomato Tabasco jam.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It sounds so weird, but it's so good.
It's fantastic. It's so good. Oh my gosh. Now
now you're hungry.
Yeah. It's a great place. We like that a lot. So right now it is, but back in the day, bring me a La Puente smothered burrito and I'm happy.
So I hope that answers your questions. Those are our places, our things, our whatever.
Yeah.
Song.
Now check this one out. Here's one from Curtis. This is a little longer. Or not Curtis. I'm sorry. This is from... Oh, I didn't get the name on this one. That's okay. I probably don't want to read a name on this one. It says, hey, Skizzle and Kizzle. You're Kizzle, I'm Skizzle.
Oh, I like it.
You like that? Okay.
Call me Kizzle.
Says, I don't want to bring anyone down for the episode, so I understand if you don't want to read this, but unfortunately, my fiance and I split after being together for the last 4 years. I found out she was cheating on me before COVID and was planning on leaving me. When I found out, I told her to choose if she wanted to make it work with me or be with him. Obviously, by the subject of this email, you can guess what she chose. She went with the new guy. I am a bit about myself. I am on the autism spectrum, so communication and making friends, being social, etc., is very difficult. On top of that, I've been diagnosed with severe depression and anxiety. I am seeing a therapist, and it's helping, and I just wanted another type of help. So to my question, and I know this is really a really broad one, but what do I do now? I have gotten over her as a person, but I miss what she offered, that companionship, someone to see when I got home, to talk about my day with. My future had her in it, and I don't know what to do now that she's out of it. Thanks for all you do. Signed, name I'm not going to say. So even though this is the kind of email we'd normally get like on Therapy Thursday or something on TMS.
Well, I would say my heart goes out to you, first of all, because it's really hard right now to meet people when people generally are being really careful about where they go. Some people are being very careful about where they go, where they don't go.
Yeah.
And I would say where you meet new people used to be parties, going out, going to bars, all those things where you meet your friends and they introduce you. I'm seeing a lot of people say the same thing. They don't know where to meet new people.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, right now, everyone's either going to work or not even doing that. They're staying at home and working. So you're not even getting this social, hey, I want you to meet my friend. You're not even getting that right now because people aren't even going into a location for work a lot of times.
Yeah.
I've watched this in our own backyard happen because it's really hard to, it's just hard to meet people right now. And maybe you're in a different situation. Maybe you can meet people, but
your general advice here is start working now on a way to meet new people, like push this one behind you.
Yes.
Do not focus.
And
on
I feel like you also need to see yourself in a different future. If that future that you saw and you felt like was the only one there, it's not. You are going to meet someone else.
Here's what I know to be true.
And they're going to be cooler than that chick.
Here's what I know to be true in life. If I came home and said, Kim, I'm having an affair and I'm leaving with this lady, Kim would be pissed, but Kim would work it out. She'd figure it out. She'd move forward.
You have to move forward because it is really hard to move forward in a situation where you saw yourself a certain way and then it completely changed.
Yeah.
But I will say for most people that happens, whether it's in a relationship or their family or their children, things are different than you thought they were going to be. And it's going to be okay.
Well, now on the flip side,
we can work.
If it was Kim who came home and said, I'm dating the milkman, I'm out of here. I don't think I'd be a giant mess. So I'm the wrong one to ask advice from. I wouldn't be able to function. I'd be like a piece of dirt. I'd be a mush ball on the ground.
And I'm the one telling other people then make a change. If you don't like where you are or where you are right now and it doesn't feel right anymore, make a change that does, whether it's a move, whether it's a work move, whether it's a friend move to a different group, somewhere that changes. So you see yourself in a different place now.
Yeah.
And in the future.
Sometimes it's just furniture moving around, like even literally, you know, like just change
sometimes
something
literally,
around in your
yes.
life. Yeah.
Changing your perspective and what you see every morning. Yeah.
Yeah. So the
bottom, I hope that helps. I hope it does too.
He sounds like he'd be like me. I'd be a mess. My kids would be poking the pile of meat that is on the floor saying, is he even alive? What's he doing? I'd be a giant problem for everybody. So Kim, no affairs with the milkman.
No problem.
All right.
No milkman to be had.
Well, yeah, we don't have a milkman.
No, we don't.
I'm safe.
We did at one point.
Yeah, but now we got the window guy. Just clean the windows.
I'm in the car for a day because Carter needed to be downtown. And I thought, well, that's a good day to meet up with a friend and go outdoor lunch and all these things. Most of the time, I'm at home. There's no one for me to meet.
This would be the perfect day for you to hook up with that window cleaner guy that we got the other day.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
He's like Carter's age. Stop it.
Well, whoa, hey, Robin the Good. That's not Robin the Cradle. That makes you a cougar and him
I should have said Carter.
Yeah, you should have, actually. We're always trying to set Carter up. She hates it. All right. But you have had success in that, though. You set Carter or Taylor up with Dylan, and they worked out. They're great.
And Julie.
And they Julie. Got 6K. Oh, that's right. Her sister and her husband. Yeah, look at you. You got almost like a untarnished record.
Now, if I know where this person's located, I could probably find someone to set him up with.
Yeah, that's true. Well, good luck with that, I'd say.
Good luck with that. I really hope the best for you. And just know that it's going to get better.
That's right. If you want to send your own questions in, they can be serious like that one or goofy like some of those others or whatever you want to say, send them in to skimshow@gmail.com, skimshow@gmail.com. I'm a little bugged. I haven't heard. We haven't heard from Jeff Sire in a while, and I don't like it. I don't know why we haven't heard from Jeff.
You're bugged by that? Well, I'm sure Jeff Sire's busy.
We used to get Jeff Sire emails all the time, and now I worry about, you know, what's going on with Jeff? Jeff, y'all right up there? Canada land? What's going on, man? Drop your linen and start your grinning. Let's get this going. I get that from aliens. I have no other meaning, hidden meaning to that, everybody. Okay,
all
so
right.
don't send me your emails about how that's a terrible thing to say. I got it from aliens. All right. I think that's it for today. So
okay.
You're going to get Carter, you'll come home, and life will renew with itself once more?
You'll make something good for dinner. Maybe it's meatloaf.
Oh, a good meatloaf, man. Most people make bad meatloaf, but once you've had the Porch's meatloaf, or, you know, Kim's made a good meatloaf before.
I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah. And her shawarma is really good. All of your meats are good. I like your meats. Kim has the meats. So well done. All right. I think that's everything. Do you have anything else you wanted to say or mention or do?
No, I just hope everybody's doing all right.
Yeah. And we'll be more caught up on things, we promise, with the timing of the show. We've just been real busy around here. So it's all good in the end.
It's all good.
Have fun. Drive safe. And for the rest of you, we'll see you next time.
Ready for breakfast, here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.